Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. And we are now at the top of Daf Yod Bet Amud Aleph in Shkalim, in the pagination of the Bavli. Some confusion as to which Mishnah we're looking at. It's marked as Halacha Vav, but printed in the printed edition, marked as Halacha Dalet. Magdish Tachasav, Ayub Ben Devarim Yerin Kovanata Tzibur. So a person dedicated their property, and it included things that could be used as korbanot tzibur. Inatnu lo umanin bischaran. We give it to the workers in their pay. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo ben Azai. He amida, is that the proper way to do it? And we'll see what his opposition is in the Gemara. Ela mafrishin mehen sachar umanin. We set aside the value of the payment for the umanim. Chalinotan amaot umanin. And then we take the thing, the items, and transfer the Kedusha onto the money of the Umanim. Nonirotan the Umanim is Haran. And then we give it to the, they give the items to the Umanim. Chozur al Kinotan mi Truma Charasha. Then they go back and buy them back from them with the Truma Charasha, similar to what we did with the Ktoret. Now, Amakdish Nachasav Yuban Dvarim are in the whole Kovanot Sibur. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ktoret. Rabbi Yochanan says, that's referring to Ktoret, as we saw in the previous podcast. Rav Shaya said that does not prove that Ktoret made B'Klei Chol is Ktoret, because it could be that the fellow dedicating it was a member of Beit Avtinas who were the ones who made the Ktoret. Where is Ben Azai opposed? You cannot be transfer the Kedusha of Hekdesh onto work, but onto actual coins. Good, and that's why he posed Rabbi Kiva's position. Now, Makdish Lachasav Ateben Behemaru Yagav Mizbeach. Now, if you Makdish your property, and includes animals that could go on the Mizbeach, Zachorim Yerkevot, there's males and females. Rabbi Eliezer Omer is a very famous machloket. Zachorim Yimachru Litzoche Olot, take the males and sell them to people who need an Olah. Yerkevot Yimachru Litzoche Zivrei Shlamim, and the females should be sold to people who are committed to bringing a Shlamim, because a female could be a Shlamim, but not an Olah. And then Utmeini Plu Imshan Chasim Verakabayit. And then the money goes to Verakabayit. Rabbi Shua Omer is Chaim Atzmani Karvu Olot. You actually bring the males as Olot. But he agrees about the females in Meir Olot. And then you take that money and use it for Olot. Ushan Chasim Plu Verakabayit. And the rest goes to Verakabayit. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Now Rabbi Akiva has got his two Rabbeim disagreeing. Rabbi Yitivrei Rabbi Eliezer Mitivrei Rabbi Shua. I think Rabbi Eliezer is right. Shabliezer, Hishvat, Midotav, Rabishua, Chilek. Rabishua was consistent. Do the same thing with the males and females. Rabishua distinguished. Rabapias, he said, Shamati et divrei shneihem. I've heard both. Meaning, I've heard a way to say that each one is right. Makdish b'feirush k'divrei Rabbeliezer. If he says explicitly these animals, then it goes like Rabbeliezer. Makdish stam, if he just says my property, then k'divrei Rabbi Yeshua, then we hold like Rabbi Yeshua that the males actually do go as Olot, and the females are sold, and the money goes to Tzorche Olot. So it's all going to go as an Ola. Okay, Taman Taninan. We have a Mishnah in Tmura that says, Yesh b'kotche b'rakabayit, mash'in ken b'kotche mizbeach. What's the big plus about b'kotche b'rakabayit over mizbeach? Shtamak nishol b'rakabayit, because the default of Hekdesh is b'rakabayit. Hekdesh b'rakabayit achal l'akol, it applies to everything, not just animals that are fit. Mualim b'giduleyan, and if you plant something or something that's a byproduct, mi'il applies to that too, unlike kotche mizbeach. Ven ben hayana l'akonim, the konim don't get any benefit out of b'rakabayit. So b'rakabayit in a way is holier. Amri Chananya, Eliezer he. That Mishnah follows Rabbi Eliezer. Why? The Tanina Magdish Nachasav Etamen Meimaru Ya. We have Mizbeach. So we're going to come out. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Zchayim Yechul Tzochei Olod. Kavim Yechul Tzochei Zochei Shlamim. Yipulim Shai Nachasim Na Berakabayit. That's why we prefer that Girsa in our Mishnah. So all the monies go to Berakabayit, because Rabbi Yeshua would say it goes to Olot. Amri Yochanan Tamed Rabbi Eliezer. Why? What's Rabbi Eliezer's reason? Veishke Akdisha Bito Kodesh Tadunai. At the end of Sefer Vayikra, it says, if a man dedicates his house, what does that mean? Manon Kayamin. Iva Beit Dira, if you think it's actually his house, Kvark Tivma, Kdish Yagdil Beit Yigal Beito, we already have that. Elakan, Anon Kayamin, what does it must mean? Makdish Nachasav. They dedicate everything in his house. And it all goes Lashem, meaning Berakabayit. Mikan Shtamek the Shul, the Berakabayit. Not so simple. Rabbi Zura, Rabbi Chuna, Rav, Pligim, Makdish Nachasav. Makdish Adro Kol Amam Modi Shu'um L'Mizbeach. This is what's not so simple. We have one tradition, Rav Huna in the name of Rav. Rabbi Zeruah quotes him, that's Rabbi Zeruah, quotes him as saying that the disagreement between Rabbi Elazar and Beshua is if you dedicate your property. But if you dedicate your flock, everybody agrees it goes straight to the Mizbeach. Rabbi Ba, Rav Huna B'Shem Rav, so a different version of what Rav Huna said in the name of Rav. Ma'pligin Makdish Adro, that's only if they dedicate the flock. Makdish Nechasav Kol Modi Shulat Kabayit. If it's your property, meaning including all sorts of other things in your house, then everybody agrees that it goes to the Bet HaKabayit. Now, Al Dante to Rabbi Zeira Necha, so Rabbi Zeira comes out fine. Makashal to Rabbi Ba. Rabbi Abba has a difficulty, which is Behema Lolim is Be'achi. Well, if you dedicate your flock, why wouldn't it go to Mizbeach? So, Behemel Mizbeachi, Belamasatal Meisha Zeh. The answer is, of course, Behemel go to Mizbeach. So, why did this guy just say, I'm dedicating my property, and didn't say, I'm giving this as a Korban Olah? Shukomer lo yu ela liberakabayit. It's as if he's saying, I want this to go to Berakabayit. Yochar Mar lo Shanya. He disagrees with both versions of Rav. He says, we don't distinguish. Hiya Makdish Nechasav, Hiya Makdish Adro, Hiya Machloket. The disagreement, Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua, is in both cases, whether you're Makdish, your flock, or your property. Chuna B'Shem Rav. Now we have another statement of Rav Huna quoting Rav, Rabbi Yehovah B'Shem Rav Yochanan, parallel, Rabbi Yochanan's quoted. If you have Kosh V'Rekabayit, and they're animals, and they don't have a mum, and you redeem them, Yatsu L'Chulin, it works. They're now Chulin. Ma'nita Amrakein, the Brita, the Mishnah supports then, V'Adan V'Chalavan Mutar L'Achar Pidyonam. That if you redeem Berakabayit, then the offspring and the milk and all the byproducts are mutar. V'chizke v'shem avchizta, he says, tipater, no, it's something else, shepodin t'mimin v'umamu. Maybe it means you redeem them as t'mimin, but then they got a mum, then maybe it's mutar. Rabbi Yosef v'shem, Rav Chista says, matnitam rakein. I have a Mishnah that supports that it doesn't work. Because the Mishnah in Chulin and in Bechorot says, v'ladan v'chalavan asur l'achar pidyonan, after you redeem them. He says the same thing we said before, that if you redeem them as tmimim, they go lechulin. Because if you think not, if not, then how could kodesh mizbeach fall on them? Because we're taking kodesh mizbeach and then selling them and working them for kodesh mizbeach. How could that work if they're not yotzei lechulin? Same exact question with the motarot. What about the balmum? Kedushat mizbeach halaylan. If you're makdish balmum, it actually has kedushat mizbeach. So lay the mila for what purpose? I mean, you can't bring it on the mizbeach. So what's the purpose? The answer is the giza v'la avoda, for the isur of giza, of shearing it and of working it. So that does apply. Okay, now, to roll up our sleeves, because this is going to get naughty. Hifrish nekeva olato. Naughty in the sense of twisty sugya. Hifrish nekeva olato pischol hashamo. The three korbanot that we're going to deal with here are all exclusively male. What happens if you set aside a female animal for your ola, or for your pesach, or for your hasham? Osat mura. It could still make a tmura, meaning it's still considered to have kedushat ola, or pesach, or hasham, kedushat mizbeach. You can't bring out the Mizbeach, obviously, but if you made a tmura from it, it would work. Now, that is Tanakamer. Bishimon omer lo'olato oset tmura. It would work if you made a nekeva lo'ola. We'll see why. The pischol shamo eno oset tmura, but not the other two. Bishimon Yehudom or Bishimon Yehudom. We have another version of Bishimon lo'olato pischol shamo eno oset tmura. None of them work. Now, let's see. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Tam edu Rabbi Shimon, what's Rabbi Shimon? Meaning the second Rabbi opinion that Ola works is Shekein Matzan Kivaba of Ksheira Lava Ola. After all, birds, we don't care male or female. There's no such thing as Zachrut Be'ofot. And therefore, an Ola to Of could be a female. So therefore, an Ola theoretically could be a female, so it's a little bit of an Ola. Yochanan Tamed Rabbi Shimon, and now the reason for the Rabbi Shimon, the last one, which is in the court of Shimon Yehuda, that none of them work, is Imin B'mino Chaluk Alav, if when you even bring the right kind, it doesn't work. Lo kol shekein b'mino she'eino, certainly when you bring the wrong gender. Ezmein b'mino shu chaluk alav, what does he mean? Karetani, asham ben shana v'i ben shnatayim. If you have to bring an asham ben shana for certain korbanot, you brought a two-year-old yatsa, that's okay, because a two-year-old is good for other ashamot. Ben shnatayim v'i ben shalosh, but if you have to bring a two-year-old and you brought a three-year-old, which is not good for any of them, lo yatsa. Now this is the same kind, same gender, just too old, lo yatsa. Certainly if you brought the wrong gender, lo yatsa. And that's why Rabbi Shimon, and the last version would say none of them are valid enough to make tmura. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Shimon the last, and Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah, Shtehan Amrut Devar Achad, they agree. And this is Rabbi Yochanan taking a page sort of out of what Abaye does often in the Bavli. Kamad Rabbi Yeshua Amar, Nekeva Le'ola Lo Kitcha Elek Deish Tamim. When a person took a Nekeva, and they said, I'm being Makdishit, we're saying it's going Le'ola, so that's Hekdesh Tamim, and therefore it's sold and used for an Ola. We sell it to people in Ishtamim, and we take the money and use it for an Ola, and that's what we saw in the Mishnah. Can Rabbi Shimon Amar Nekeva Le'ola Lo Kitcha Elek Deish Tamim? So, intemar kitshaka hektesh guf, yiru. Because if Rabbi Yochanan felt that it was hektesh guf, you wouldn't sell it, you would let it graze and get a mum. So, I'm a Rabbi. I need to write to Rabbi Shimon be Pesach. I agree with Rabbi Shimon about Pesach, because the Pesach, should not be able to make a tmura. Kashema hektesh Pesach bashlamim. In other words, because after all, a Pesach ends up could be a shlamim, and a shlamim could be a female. So he's saying, therefore, I'm going to apply Rabbi Shimon to a Pesach and say the second opinion, the Rabbi Shimon who said it's a good for an olah. I'm going to apply the same idea to the Pesach because an olah could be olah ta'of and it could be female. A Pesach could be a shlamim female. So the challenge of Lorer Divrei Rabbi Shimon Basham, do the same thing on Hashem. Shem Ekdesh Hashem Ba'olah, because if you're Makdish and Hashem and it's the surplus, you could use it as an Ola, and then you go back to Ola Ta'of. That's not the same. If you're Makdish a Pesach, and then you don't need it for some reason, like it got lost, and you put another one, or it became too old, whatever it is, becomes a Shlamim, it itself. You don't bring in Hashem as an Ola, you sell it, and then use the money for an Ola. So the difference really between between Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Eliezer is whether or not this is Hekdesh Tamim or Hekdesh Haguf. Okay, we'll continue on. Rabbi Zur, Rabbi Shem ben Lakish. Tamed Rabbi Yeshua. Why does Rabbi Yeshua say that all goes la'olot? Because the barrel owner of an avalim, Mokobin Yisrael, Ratal Lehem, Ish Beit Yisrael, etc., the pasuk on the page. Asher Kriv La'adonai Le'ola. If you're going to bring it as an Ola, meaning Hakol Karev Le'ola. Everything that's brought comes as an Ola. Letzolchem tamim zachar, so minayin afilu nekevot. How do I know to extend it to nekevot, which is very odd, because I just mentioned zachar. So no, but bakar, anything that's cattle. About nekevot. It's a Rabbi Elazar. Ktiv zachar, atamar nekevot, bakar. It says zachar, and you're saying babakar makes it even feminine? So no, nekevot? We have a problem, because we have a similar drasha, the same pasuk says tamim, that it can't have a mum, and then it said that Babakar is there to extend it to Bali Mumin. So the answer is that it's extending it as just the extra phrase, saying, Lav Dafka Zachar, meaning you have to bring a Zachar, but the Gerusha will be Chal, even on the Keba, and even on Bal Mum. Man Benison. So the question is, what's the real difference between them? And we have a very confusing phrase, Rav Amar Shifta the Chalkanta Ben Ehon. Which could mean that it's the stick or the staff that's used by weavers that they hit them, and that it has to do with whether or not there's wood among the hekdesh, how it's used. There's other interpretations of this very odd phrase, and we'll leave it at that. Okay, the next Mishnah. Now, if you're makdish your property, and there's things that could go on the Mizbeach, like wine, oil, or birds. Rabbi Elazar, this is not Rabbi Eliezer, it's Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, student of Rabbi Kiva, Omer, you sell them to people who need that offering. You bring them, use the money to bring his alot. Everything else goes to Berek HaBayit. Rabbi Avraham b'shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Tamid Rabbi Elazar. What's his reason? Again, same pasuk. Taber mani el aram l'avimor shakiv l'adonai le'ola. Hakol kari v'ola. Everything goes to an ola. So chem tamim zachar yachol afilu ofot. I might think the ofot themselves come. Tamim bakar v'lo ofot. Cattle and not ofot. Yirav bun brachia hamuyatvim namin. They were sitting and saying, Tamanam Rabbi Yochanan, Tamid Rabbi Shimon, shkein kivash v'of, shiral avu ola. Over there, Rabbi Yochanan explained that Rabbi Shimon's reason for allowing tmura of an ola of a nekeva shifrisha ola to work is because you could have ola ta'of. Hachu amar hachein, And here Rabbi Yochanan is saying that it's that birds don't count. Rabbi Yosef, Kiyamte, Kiyidam, Rabbi Shmuel, Barshem, Rabbi Zura, Kol She'ina Yechola Lekarev, Lohi V'lo Dameha, Lo Kichal Ekenesh Tamim. Any korban that it couldn't be brought, nor its replacement value, or its redemption couldn't be brought, then automatically it's Kedushat Tamim, Ekenesh Tamim, Berakabayit, and not Kedushat Aguf. Now this bird itself can't be brought, plus you can't redeem a bird. And so therefore, it can only be Kedushat Tamim. As I just said, so the students said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, what's the reason? What's Tmeya? Meaning it's a proper animal, but it's not proper for that thing. And therefore you have to redeem it. Fakasha bedakti v'amid v'arich, that one you're going to stand up and estimate its value, etc., as is required by the Pasuk. Why would you have to do that? Same Pasuk. Meaning, anything that can't be brought, not here and not in any other situation. Not that it's a fit korban elsewhere. Ein al satmura. Can't generate tmura. It's not nekivah ba'of, shall be shein a reali karev kan, reali karev makom acher. You could have a nekivah ba'of for an olata of for something else. Rabbi Bun, so therefore it could make a tmura. Rabbi Bun, ba'un kumi Rabbi Zura. Hare roveh v'nirba, hare nan rin lekarev lo kan v'lo makom acher. What about a roveh v'nirba, meaning animals that have been violated or violated people? Can't be brought in any circumstance. Rabbi no sin tmura, tmura works. Rabbi Bun, afari lo marti ela tmeya mamash. I meant something that's really tameh, meaning something that's really not fit at all. And we have the same problem of amid v'harich. Okay, the last mishnah. Achat l'shloshim yom misharim et alishka. Every 30 days, they would reassess the values and the market value for how much they would be paying for suppliers to bring grains, etc., would be changed. Let's say somebody says, I'm going to provide the flour at 4... sell for a seah, whatever, let's say. Mishalosh, and then when the price went down, he said, he has to pay the higher amount. Mishalosh from Dubi Arba, but if he committed to a lower amount and the price went up, he said, he has to give the higher amount. Shiyat Hekdesh Allah Yona. Hekdesh always has the upper hand. If his grain, if flour went wormy, he has to pay for it. If he had wine and the wine went sour, it's on his dime and he has to take care of it. And he does not get paid until the offering is actually accepted. And to that we have Rabbi Shimon saying, that's not true, they would get paid right away. Because the Kohanim are zealous and they bring the Korban right away, and therefore we do not have to worry that it won't be brought. With this we complete our study of the fourth parak. We'll begin the next podcast with the fifth parak. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.